This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation with you, whether it's mine or somebody else's. I don't know how you get your information. How do you figure things out? How do you work through things? Right? Unless you get information from the other side. You got to know. I don't want to call them the enemy necessarily. But, So you got to know what the opposition is thinking. How's that? You at least have to know that. So I know that we've been talking about it for a couple of days, but hey, look, you can't let a good story go to waste. You know what I mean? So Sonya Schmidt's going to join me in the third hour. Sonya went through that whole Hollywood thing, as did Evan Sayet and a whole bunch of other people that were liberals at 9/11 and then changed. And 9/11 changed them, not because of what the radical Islamists, the terrorists, did. 9/11 changed them because they saw how their own party acted towards this country. They were floored. They just couldn't believe it. And you shouldn't allow it to happen. We shouldn't allow those kind of things to go on. When you see that kind of stuff happen, this is what I've always said to you. If your party has left you, leave the party. Many of you, even in this last election cycle, realized, yeah, because of all the propaganda that WikiLeaks put out, right? But many of you realized in the last election really where your party stood. You Democrats saw firsthand how your party felt about you. You Republicans, the black community. You saw the Jewish community, the Hispanic community. You all saw truly firsthand how they felt about you. It's nuts, isn't it? Anyway, there was a note, a link that was passed. We were talking about that picture that was put up. Right, the House Democrats keep rehanging the picture. Now, Representative Congressman William Lacey Clay, I'm sorry, says that he tried to get the Capitol Police to press charges against Duncan Hunter and a few of the others, right, for stealing the painting, which shows you how brilliant he is. They didn't steal the painting. They kept pulling the painting down and dropping it back off at Lacey's office. So nobody stole anything. But not only that, I'm sorry. You want the cops, the ones you refer to as a pig, as nasty pigs. You want those nasty pigs to go get some of the Congress people. It's lost on me. It's totally lost on me that you would expect that they would move on your behalf or even want to help you out. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher's going to be up. I recorded earlier after the first break. You know, the banking issue doesn't go away or hasn't gone away. Let's just be honest about it, okay? We've still got, there are still issues with our banking system. Dodd-Frank Act is created just as many problems as it fixed. It's not all bad, right? And you need to learn how to, what to expect or what you could expect, and how to save what little money you might have for your family already. Maybe you have some money set aside, you just don't really know, you know, what it's going to take to fix it. What it's going to take, you know, to keep your family secure. See, I don't know, you know, everybody lives differently. Everybody wants to live differently. Some of you have one child, some of you have five, some of you have nine. I'm not the guy to take financial information from. Seriously. You know, I'll give you some money, but David does. He's been doing this for 20 years. You don't have to buy anything from him. Right? I mean, seriously, you're not going to have to step up and make sure that you buy his product. Matter of fact, I've had people call me and tell me how great it was that they were able to call his company and get information and never were pushed. Not once were they pushed into buying something or receiving something they didn't want. So anyhow, it really is, guys. If you I know, trying to get it to roll off my tongue, and I'm not. But if you really want to, just get some information on how to make sure you can save your family, how to make sure that you can keep your family secure financially. You need to listen for the next couple of segments. Georgetown University professor Michael Eric Dyson suggested that white people should open up individual reparation accounts to literally pay back African Americans for slavery. Right? He says the larger idea is to force white people to confront their own privilege and consider why you possess what you possess. Because I worked for it. Michael, or Mr. Dyson, whichever you prefer. I'm not calling you professor because this is idiotic. You can't have a high enough IQ to be a professor when you're talking like this. But to sit there and think that my family, I'll not just be selfish about it. My Italian family had nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, there were many Italians that were slaves. Do I get part of that reparation? Or is it only black-skinned people that get the part of the reparation? Is that it? Because blacks weren't the only slaves. Is it for everybody or only the black community? And considering we're, what, 150 years away from slavery? How do you propose to put this money out there? Yeah, we'll talk about this later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Rail Side. Hang tight. We're going to talk about banks. How do we keep them? Hopefully they're financially sound. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to The Rail Side on GCN Live.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable SolarSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and responding. Because I do appreciate your, whether you believe it or not, I do appreciate your input, whether we're on the same page or not. Okay, look at, like I told you, let me bring on my next guest. You know, if you don't know how to handle your finances, you don't know where the banks are going, we really don't know what's up over the next 100 days. Let's just listen to an expert, okay? I want to bring on my next guest. I always have a good time when he's on the show. I always learn so much. And, you know, he's been coming on the show for a couple of years now. And I really mean, I learn something new every time he's on the show. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to talk about the market, to talk about precious metals, and how you can keep your family safe and secure. And still yet today, really an uncertain market. David, thanks for joining me.
Joe, thanks for having me. I won't tweet it, but I'll say it. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you, too. And we're looking. You know, one of the things that I hear all the eco experts talking about is they say, you know, the first week of January, the first week of trading has traditionally kind of set the market for the rest of the year. That got blown up last year, they say, and this year looks like it's going to be the same thing. Well, what is that all about? What do they mean by that?
Patterns happen. Whatever happens in the first week, if the market's correct, then there's going to be not a good year. If the markets are flat, then it's not going to be, you know, a very good year. If the market booms, then it's going to be a great year. So it's kind of what happens in the first week. It's, you know, it's like the old first impressions tells the whole story. So that's the market is giving its first impression, which is it's not going to be a great year if the markets are true this week. It's going to be an okay year.
Really? And you don't see any of that as all the consternation and turmoil going with the presidential switching of power or handoff of power? It's really not going as smooth as it normally goes, which shouldn't be a surprise for anybody.
Well, the honeymoon's over. I mean, we're in the tail end of the honeymoon, let's say, and Obama's getting ready to handle the baton off to Trump, and the transition that was supposed to be very smooth is now becoming bumpy. The markets don't like bumpiness, and you know, here yesterday we had the House got sworn in, and then right after that, then they want to undo the ethics committee, and it's like, so just as a lot of, we're going to expect in this year a lot of crazy unknown things we've never ever had. I know that sounds redundant and kind of like, well, duh, that's the obvious, David. Yeah, and I want to make sure with that. Markets don't like that.
No, so, and David, is the market, as it was rising and climbing and all of that, you know, Mr. Obama was taking credit for that, and I know things don't happen in a 24-hour cycle, but it really wasn't all him, was it? It definitely is a mix of people maybe seeing some light at the end of the tunnel with Mr. Trump coming in, maybe. Or am I wrong?
No, you're right. The market is what you call forward thinking, like the Dow, you know, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. It reacts to what's going to happen in the future. That's why they say buy on a rumor, sell on fact. So the rumor has it is that Trump's going to do things that are going to be really, really good for businesses, being he's going to lower taxes. We're going to talk about that today in your program. He's going to, you know, take away red tape that businesses have to go through and red tape in banking for loaning money out to businesses. So he's going to do a lot of pro-business thing. And the market went up the day after he became president-elect. And it's been on a boom cycle until the last 4 or 5 days of trading days before the end of the year in 2016. Then it started hitting a brick wall because this wall became bigger and bigger the more they talked about the Dow at 20,000. We're 60-plus points away from the Dow hitting that number, and it keeps backing down from that because the more they talk about it, now they're not really wanting to talk about it because it just creates the hurdle higher.
Yeah, it's almost like a curse, right? Shh, don't say anything, because we want to make sure that, you know, it makes it to where it needs to be. It's just crazy stuff going on. Okay, so the expectations for the Dow, the dollar, oil, gold. I mean, the Fed has talked off and on about raising rates. I mean, Trump's going to have a whole different approach to this. How's that going to affect those things?
Well, let's talk about it. I'm going to give us kind of a what I think might happen in 2017, give you the crystal ball a little bit and the listeners. Not that everybody makes this predictions right, but I've been doing this for 23 years, and hopefully I get some of them right, and I got a lot right last year. I think it's going to be actually a good year for the economy. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not anti-American. I'm pro-both. And I think the Dow is going to rise. It's going to break 20,000 points. And it's going to happen possibly this week. I know some people argued with me when I talked on national radio about that. They're saying, no, they're going to make this happen on inauguration. It's like, wow, if we can time the market and predict it that much and control it that much, then we certainly don't have a free market. But I think it's going to happen within this week, if not for sure the month of January. I think it's once we get through the 20,000, I think we're going to probably, I won't say off to the races, but it'll start to make some moves up and not as aggressive as we saw in November, December. But we're going to have a correction also this year in the Dow, I believe, of 10% or greater. So at the end of the year, year to date in 2017, the Dow is going to be up 10 to 20% is my prediction. But there will be a fairly, not as much of a correction as we saw in 2008. But 10% or greater of a correction. So buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride for the Dow and for the index. And that's going to be, you know, depending upon how much oil goes up, how much the Fed raised rates, and those are going to affect the price of gold. So I think the Fed, they talked about raising rates four times last year. They raised it once. They talked about raising rates three times in 2017. I think they're going to do the head fake. I think when interest rates go up on the 10-year Treasury, which is at 2.44 right now, it was put into perspective, it was under 2 before Trump got elected. So this is a big move in an interest rate for a 10-year Treasury. I think the rates are going to eventually go higher. They're not going to get crazy, but I think we could see a 3% rate in the 10-year note by third quarter, and I think that will force the Fed to raise rates third quarter or somewhere thereabout. But I think we're going to raise rates one time this year, not three, unless we see some craziness happening in the rates, the market rates, where the market will force the Fed to raise rates. In reference, you know, as rates go up, the dollar is going to go up.
We'll be back more with David Fisher on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room. Hey, no dancing. Not a time for dancing. Well, it will be in a few more days. You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you by my side. Appreciate the time you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest. Don't forget, in the next hour, I'm not telling you who yet. We have a Hollywood insider coming on to talk to us about the hypocrisy of these people that get up there on a regular basis and speak out of both sides of their mouth and the back of their head. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me as he does every week to talk about the economy, what's going on in the markets, what's going on in precious metals. And David, first of all, welcome back. And secondly, you know, again, where people are kind of looking at this going, okay, will Trump make a difference, won't he? And we were dealing with the, you know, the Dow, the dollar, oil, gold, and you already dealt with the Fed raising rates. Where do you see oil and gold going?
Well, oil is at $55 a barrel, thereabouts. It had a 50% move last year. That was not so much on supply and demand, but as so much as in 2015, oil got clobbered. And when an asset that's mainstream like that becomes too cheap, then the markets start to, investors start to buy the market, and it starts to move up. So that's why oil went up as much as it did. I don't think we're going to see a 50% increase in oil. I think we're going to see about a 10 to 12, maybe 15% increase in oil. Of course, that's going to be based upon the wild card of will they get this oil pipeline done in the Dakotas there. If they do that, then I think you're not going to see oil move as much. If they don't do that, then the supply won't be as great. The demand will cause higher prices in oil. I think to get back to the Dow, it's going to 10 to 20% increase in the Dow this year after a correction, though. As far as gold was up 8.7% last year. It was up much higher than that before the Trump elect happened. And, you know, and you typically when the stocks go up so significantly as much as they do, gold gets beaten down, and it went through a correction. We're out of the correction. Gold is up today a little over 0.5%. Silver was up 3% yesterday, or excuse me, 2.8%. It's up 1.2% today. So the metals are starting to make its move. We've gone out of the side of the correction. I think we're going to have a 10 to 20% movement upward in metals this year, or higher if we have higher rates and a major correction, not a, just a 10% correction in the Dow. That will cause gold to go up higher. So, but it also will be dependent upon what happens in early March and what they do in dealing with our raising the debt ceiling. That's going to tell a lot for gold.
Interesting. Yeah, and the debt ceiling, do you see a change with that? I mean, it's funny. We have all this noise around the debt ceiling every year, and every year they raise it. It's not like it's a, I don't know. It's not like there's a big fight behind it. You know what I mean?
Well, there's been an eight-year fight behind the debt ceiling because we've had Republicans not wanting to raise the debt and Democrats wanting to pass bills to stimulate the economy, which puts it on the debt of our country. And so that's why the debt ceiling was so much of a opposition of theory of what to do with that, and that's why it became a major source of a thorn in the flesh for Obama and his administration and the Democrats. This time we have a Republican House and a Senate and a Republican president. So will the Republicans be truly Republicans this time and not raise the debt ceiling and say, no, we're not going to go on a spending spree? If that happens, then President Trump's not going to get through his $1 trillion spending package for infrastructure. He's also not going to get through all the money he wants to put back into the military that President Obama undid. So it's going to be coming down to, are Republicans going to be truly Republicans now that we have a Republican president who wants to act more like a Democratic president from a spending spree to stimulate the economy? Of course, there's a little bit of Reagan in him, and Reagan wanted to spend and beef up the military. He got the NASA program going, and he also did infrastructure. So there's a lot of spending going on with Reagan, and this is typically what Trump's about. And so Reagan, the debt was $550 billion. He left office was $2.8 trillion. So he spent money, but he put America back to work, and Trump's going to do the same, but I think we're going to see the debt go much higher.
Yeah, I mean, you're making me so happy here. You think Trump will be able to get the tax reform? Because, you know, again, you're hearing that if he gets the tax reform he wants, it's actually going to hurt the economy, not help it. You know, we're talking corporate and personal, and it's just nuts. I mean, what do you think's going on with that?
Well, taxes goes hand in hand with national debt because taxes is the revenue that keeps the national debt under control. And so Reagan lowered corporate tax from 72% down to our current tax rate of 35%. Trump wants to lower from 35% down to 15%, and I think he's going to accomplish that and probably within the first 30 days of his administration. So the corporate tax is going to get reduced. That's the wishful thinking. That's one of another reason why the market in the Dow is moving aggressively as it did from November through December. And if they get this passed, we're going to see the Dow move some more. And I think that's going to pass. I think the personal tax, though, they're kicking the can down the road. They're saying we're not going to even adjust or look at detailed numbers until we get the corporate passed, because the corporate tax reduction will actually create job growth and make more tax revenue back to the government. That sounds all good in theory, but history has shown proven that that's not the case of actually how the trickle-down economics work. Otherwise, Reagan wouldn't have ballooned the debt. So, I mean, I love Reagan. He's my favorite president, but it's a cake-and-eat-it-too thing. So I think we're not going to see the personal income tax addressed or a plan put in place until the end of this year or the beginning of next year, and we're not going to see the benefits of that a year later. The corporate tax, we're not going to see the benefit of it probably for a year down the road, because it takes time for that actually go into effect. There's a third tax, if you want to call it a tax, and that Trump's been actually moving that direction and putting it into place, or at least theory. He can't put anything into place. He's not the president yet, but he's been saying he's going to put it into place, and just the idea of it, and that's putting tariffs and charging enormous tax penalties on you know, especially manufacturers that want to move a U.S.-based company towards Mexico or another foreign entity to now create the same manufacturing at much lower wages. So we saw what happened with Carrier, and they kept the jobs here. We're seeing what happened with Ford the other day. They just canceled a $1.6 billion contract with creating a manufacturing company in Mexico. And GM, Trump's tweeted out that he stopped, you know, making cars out of Mexico. What came out is the Chevy Cruze model, the hatchback, about 400 cars were made in Mexico that were brought over here, and we're not getting the tax benefit. They're coming in tariff-free. So he says, let's stop that, or we're going to put a border tax on it. And actually, to put it into perspective, there's about 4 million cars that are manufactured outside our country that are American-based manufacturers. So he's trying to bring all that back into the country.
David, people get mad at him and say, well, you're going to hurt the economy. You can't do tariffs like that. But other countries put tariffs on our products, products that leave this country to be sold in you know, China, Italy, Greece, and Spain, and places like that. Why isn't it okay to do both? Why isn't it okay to have equal tariffs?
Well, there's okay. It's an opinion. There's, and you know, tariffs should happen. It keeps America great. And that's the problem. We've lost to the NAFTA agreement. We opened the door for American companies to go to other countries, build manufacturing plants, and hire very cheap labor forces. And we can't compete with that. So we have to shut the door. So here's the problem. In shutting the door, initially, those tariffs might just get passed off to the consumer. And that's the fear that we could possibly face, and which would affect the stock market, which would affect the economy. So that's the negative side of this. The flip side of the positive is, though, Joe, if enough of this is done, American corporations will stop that nonsense and moving their companies abroad. And, you know, technology that has become very vastly known and used very successful in the implementation of in the manufacturing of automobiles will keep the labor costs down. We still will have labor done here in America, and we will build a lot more cars in America and sell them abroad. And this whole thing will be renegotiated on our trade imbalances with other countries.
You heard the thing, you know, I guess it was the VP of Ford or even the president of Ford come out and say, hey, look, we're banking on Trump. We're taking a gamble here. If he can roll back some of the regulations, if he can take some of the taxes off, we're more than happy to build these cars. So he outright said, in essence, the first
more
line
David
was,
Fisher after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Got to learn about your finances.
What the banks are doing.
We'll be right back.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me. Look at you. You really have to know what's going on with the banks. You have to know what's going on with the banking system. You know, whether you have money, lots of it, or you have little of it, you still have to know how to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your loved ones. And David's going to tell us how Trump may affect this whole economic system. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and David's got his handle on what's going on in the economy. No, doesn't have a crystal ball, but he does have a handle on what's going on in the economy. David, first of all, thanks for being with me. And secondly, you made a comment, and not that you purposely went by it really quick, but, you know, you talked about Trump rolling back some of the banking regulations so that they're able to loan to small companies and other companies, get the economy moving again. Hopefully we're not going to see the same kind of bank crashes we saw in 08 and 09. What do you think?
Well, this goes back to the Dodd-Frank Act. And, you know, the Dodd-Frank Act that was passed under Obama was supposed to help small banks loan out a lot of money to create small businesses, to hire people, to stimulate the economy. And none of that happened. And here's why. There's three parts of the Dodd-Frank Act. There's part one that we've been talking about, which is the seizure of your money called the bail-in, that now legally your money is no longer yours. According to Steve Mnuchin, who's the Treasury Secretary, or Secretary of Treasury, excuse me, of Trump, President-elect, he has said publicly they are not going to repeal the Dodd-Frank Act. They're only going to modify it, but they're leaving this part alone. They're going to modify the second area, which is what we're talking about, which is the reporting requirements, the red tape, if you will, that banks go through, according to the Dodd-Frank Act. The enormous amount of reporting requirements is a financial drain on small banks. They don't have the manpower because it costs so much money to hire a whole department for that to can be compliant with the Dodd-Frank Act, making sure banks are doing the right thing. So this is why it led into the third part, the too big to fail theory. This is part of the creating bigger banks, because bigger banks have the manpower. They bought out these smaller banks. That's why you've seen smaller banks being bought out in the last 7 years, 6 years, since the Dodd-Frank Act was implemented in 2010. It's also created the problem where they didn't implement the derivative side of banking. I found out a fact the other day. Deutsche Bank, one of the largest banks in Europe and one of the largest banks in the world, 90% of their revenue prior to last year, for since 2006, so it's 2006 to 2015, 90% of the revenue from Deutsche Bank came from the derivatives. Derivatives are the thing that brought down our financial systems in 2008. And if one of the largest banks in the world that's not even U.S. based has 90% of the revenue coming, not loaning out money anymore, this is going to create a problem. So we are still going to see some sort of a major problem that could affect the market and the economy unless, and here's the unfortunate side, the government intervenes and restricts banks from making the majority of their income or revenue through risk exposure called derivative markets. They don't do it the old way anymore. You know, 30 years ago, they just used to lend out money, and that's how they made money off loans. Most of the industry and the financial industry and the banking industry, they make a significant amount of money through leverage money, derivative risk. So I think we could see, you know, some more problems coming about. My phone's ringing here and people are trying to get a hold of me. What's going
Alrighty.
On? So sorry about that. But what's happening is definitely, you know, there's some wild cards out there. Banks are much more healthier now than they were, you know, in 2008. That's a given. But they're still doing the same behavior.
Well, okay, so kind of some rapid-fire questions here for you. You know, there's a lot of misunderstandings about gold and silver, precious metals, that kind of stuff. And, you know, media is all over the place about it. You're inundated with ads on this. So kind of bring us up to date as to kind of clarify some of the misunderstandings about gold and silver. And, you know, some of my people have already called. Maybe they've got the information package you sent out. They've read a portion of it. They want to move forward. You know, how can you kind of give them a little nudge to say, hey, this is okay, this is going to be good?
Well, let's put it in perspective here. If when the Dow went up as much as it went up after Trump was elected, pre-elected Trump, people saying, buy more stock. Now's the time to put all your money in the stock market. It's going to go, I hear all these reports. I got the reports that saying now it's going to go to 25,000. Now it's going to go to 50,000 points. It's the euphoria. If gold was moving like that, they'd say, you should be thinking about selling. It's in the euphoric. This thing is going to correct, and you're going to get hurt in its correction. Yet when the stock market corrected big time, they told you, you should be going in with both feet. This is the best time to be getting in the market. This is highly undervalued. Yet when gold corrected here recently, they were telling people, non-gold guys were on financial news telling people that gold's going to go below 1,000. What did it do? It went up since then. It hit the bottom. It corrected. It's above support levels, and they were wrong. So not the same set of metrics that gets applied to the Dow that gets applied to gold. And if so, I could show many areas of my market that has highly outperformed the Dow in the last 30 years because there's lots of different types of products and metals. And that's how we help people. We ask them 6 to 10 questions, some around there, what their financial goals are, why they're looking at precious metals, what's their concern, so they think there's going to be inflation, a bail-in, a currency devaluation. Tell me, are you looking at doing this inside your IRA, your 401k, you're rolling that over? Do you want to do it over the counter? Are you passing down wealth? Are you an aggressive investor? Are you a short-term play investor? Are you a speculative investor? Are you very conservative? We ask those questions and a lot more. And this is not the first time a person calls in. We get them a packet, and then they learn about this. They get their eyes open. They get some facts and figures. But it's when we get down to the person wants to ask questions on how this is actually work, it's a very hands-on, detailed approach. In one of our pieces of literature, we go over the 5 distinctive markets in metals, what they do and what they don't do, their risk and their benefits. And so people get well-educated, and the person is in control, and they make a decision based upon facts and knowledge and education, what is best for them. Then we facilitate the trade.
Yeah, people are so used to that hard sell. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, they're so used to when they get on the phone with any kind of company online, a precious metals company, because you see the ads coming at you, rapid fire. And you almost feel like you're being assaulted even when you see the ads. But yours don't come across that way. And I'm not just saying that because you're a sponsor of the show. I say that to people because I've had people call me and say, hey, you know what? They gave me the information I needed. I'm going to give it some thought and I'll get back to them. But they didn't feel pressured by your company, which I think is a great testimony.
That's who I am as a person, and my company reflects me in my leadership. And you know, I go by the principle that people are smart enough, if given the right facts and details, that they can make a good decision for themselves. They don't need pressure. The old adage, for every action, there's an equal and opposite greater reaction. So we don't need to put pressure on them. We need to help them, and they'll figure this thing out with our help.
Yeah, it takes people, you know, if you're talking about money, people need to take a minute, understand what's going on, and that kind of thing. And I totally agree with you there. So, David, when Mr. Trump gets sworn in on the 20th, I want you to get your crystal ball out, blow the dust off it. And when he comes in on the 20th and he starts making some of the changes, is there an expectation that Dow is going to take a nosedive before he really gets any of his principles in place or policies in place? Or do you think things will just kind of hang in the status quo for the first 100 days to see what direction we're heading in? You said the market gets very, you know, skittish when it doesn't know what's going down.
I think it's going to move higher. If I had to make a projection, I think Trump really has a fairly good business savvy. His implementing of those ideas sometimes gets a lot of resistance. And as long as Congress doesn't resist it and people can give some patience, I think the markets will reflect that and move higher. Of course, there's a whole segment out there of people that, you know, doesn't matter what he says or does, they want the worst to happen, obviously. And, you know, that's not of my nature neither of yours. And neither was it when Obama was in office, but he wasn't a business savvy kind of a president. Clearly Trump is that. And that's what our country needs. We need to get back on track financially. And I think Trump is the guy to do that. It's going to come with some bumps in the road, some obstacles along the way, and we're going to have a lot of volatility in markets. So buckle your seatbelts, but it's going to be a great fun ride, I think.
Yeah, you are a weird individual.
That's what I see. It's not going to be a smooth road. He's going to say some crazy things, and it's going to cause the market to react.
Yeah, I have no problem with him doing the tweet thing. I mean, a lot of people do. I look at it, and you know, some of the car companies have pushed back on him. But the reality is, he's getting something done, and I don't really think that that's a big deal. Hey, David, before we run out of time, we are back. Get in touch with you.
They can call me at 844-715-7311. Or then go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Hey, look, what do you want from me? I don't know how to hit the button. I'm Joe, senior host of Real Side of GCN Live. Hang out. If you're on Facebook, you got to reset at the top of the hour. Hang out. Sonia Schmidt's going to join me in the next hour. And as a Hollywood insider, she's going to tell me what's really going on behind the scenes. Who are the real racists? Who are the real bigots? Who are the real homophobes? We'll be back in a minute.